Following two minor accidents, a citizens' watchdog group is asking the state's top environmental regulator to require tougher training for new oil spill response crews in Prince William Sound. In late June, Edison Chouest tugboat hit an oil tanker during a docking maneuver. 2 days later, a skiff was caught between an Edison Chouest response barge and tugboat. During both accidents, there were no injuries and no oil was spilled. Edison Chouest is the newest contractor in charge of escorting oil tankers in Prince William Sound. Alyeska Pipeline Service Company is replacing Crowley Marine Services with Edison Chouest this summer. In response to the accidents, the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council is asking the State Department of Environmental Conservation to require new crews and equipment to be trained in rougher weather conditions. That's something the council has called for before. In a letter sent last week, the council states the incidents are, quote, clear symptoms that this transition was too rushed, end quote. Alyeska reports it is taking measures to ensure both accidents don't happen again. In an emailed response, Alyeska spokesperson Kate Dugan said Edison Chouest crews have undergone thousands of hours of training and will continue to train going forward. However, Dugan says Alyeska won't train crews in rough conditions, arguing it would be too risky for crews and the environment. State officials are meeting with the council today, and the agency will issue an official response after that meeting.